Hello and welcome to Loving Yourself Completely. I hope you're all having a wonderful week. It is snowing pretty much everywhere around me. We've gotten hit pretty hard. Like I said, we have, I think even in my last episode, I was telling you guys, we had about 2 feet of snow. It's still about that, continuously snowing. And so I hope wherever you're at, if you are getting hit, I hope you're staying safe. And my thoughts are with you guys, especially if you are in a place that is not particularly prepared for the snow. So last week we kind of touched on, you know, not feeling guilty about doing what you have to do for your mental health. And I had so many people writing in that I kind of wanted to just get into this episode quicker than Sunday. So a lot of people were telling me about, you know, their main guilt is getting rid of people and not doing it in such a negative way. You know, just because you get rid of certain people in your life, it doesn't mean you hate them. You know, I've even talked about it with myself and people I've kind of cut out of my own life. It doesn't mean you have to dislike these people. Just because you grew on from somebody doesn't mean, it doesn't have to be a bad thing. Take that experience and I want you to grow from that, because these people that you have let go, they're doing the same thing. They're growing on without you, and maybe you've taught them a lesson, and you as well. You've learned and experienced being a part of their life. People in your life, they're meant to teach you things. Every person you come across, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, they're meant to teach you these things. These people have taught you probably so much, and they could have taught you amazing qualities to look for in others, and also things that maybe you don't want in others. They've taught you how to look for red flags. They've taught you, you know, how to look for those things and those personality traits that maybe you don't want in others in your future. And it's okay to feel as though, you know, you've let yourself down because you didn't play, they didn't play the part that you thought they were meant to play in your life. And you feel like, oh my gosh, why didn't I see that? But it's not your fault, because they were there for those reasons. These people, there's people out there that, you know, they're meant to stay with you forever. And then there's people that are meant to guide you to those forever people. So don't ever feel guilty that you let somebody in your life that wasn't the right fit for you. And it does suck. It really does. As I'm reading through these things and I'm reading a lot of your stories about people you're letting go, it's heartbreaking. It really is. But it doesn't mean that you carry hate for them in your heart. You don't want to do that either. It's just knowing that they played their part. That was their movie role, and now we're on to the next movie. Your character isn't welcome in this one. There are people out there that are meant to stay forever, though. And slowly, as you move through life and you go through these people who aren't meant to, it's one step closer to those forever people that are going to be in your life soon. You know, so many times I have questioned who I let go in my life, wondering, did I make a mistake? And should I have let that friend go? But when the time came that I finally found the reasons, that was closure in itself. You know, I let go of so many people in my life, and for so long, sometimes I was like, now that I know I hurt that person, or I know that sucked and all these things. And then it was like a day came where I'd hear a story about them or something and they didn't change, or I'd hear a story, you know, not even negatively. I'm like, or even if they were doing better, I'm like, okay, so that was the reason. Either they didn't change and that was my closure that I did the right thing because now I'm changing, or they did change and maybe I was the one holding them back. You know, you're not always the innocent person. You could have been the person holding these other people back, and now you just set them free. So when the time is up, let the time be up. So yeah. You don't need to know the answer right away. Sorry, I got lost in my train of thought. Okay, and just know what you're feeling about letting these people go. They are valid. You know, your feelings are valid and they're there for a reason. We have all had or have that person we know is bad for our journey or our walk in this life. Yet we held on hoping it would be a different reality. but it rarely is. When you know in your body that, you know, you just have to be done with these people, it is time to be done. And I know I've talked about it before with people I've let go, and even past relationships, multiple relationships where I just was like clutching on with my nails by the end. And I was like, why am I holding on so tight? I didn't even have a reason. I didn't have a reason to be holding on to these people anymore, and certain friendships and everything. Like, why am I the one fighting? And why am I the only one, it seems like, that's trying? And so then you notice that when you let go, yeah, it's scary and you might fall and things like that, but you're also free. And you're free to move on in the ways that you're ready to do so. Nothing changes until you change it. So let go. Your life will remain the same until you make those hard decisions. And then one day you'll realize why those decisions were so hard, because they were setting you up for such a massive launch into your new life and well-being, that if you were to have stayed with those past people, you might have not have reached. And that's a scary thought. You think, you know, knowing in your heart, or even if you're listening to this right now, you're thinking of that person. If you're thinking of them and you're questioning it, that's your sign. This is your sign to move forward and go, okay, I've been thinking about, you know, ridding of this person in my life, ridding of their toxic nature that they bring, or just ridding of maybe the toxic nature they bring out in me. Maybe it's not even them. Maybe I just don't act the way I should be acting around these people. I've done that. I didn't like my personality and what I was like around quite a few people. And it wasn't nothing on them. I was just like, why am I involved in things they're doing in their life? Why am I making it a part of my life? That's not me. This isn't my journey. So yes, loving yourself is knowing when it's time to hold on and when it's time to let go. And with people and yourself and certain emotions, if you choose to hold on, you still have those hard choices to make. Are you willing to keep going if they don't? Are they adding or taking away from your mental health? And can you handle that if they are? And for how long? Do you see them in your future of success? In your future of ridding of your anxiety, can you see them playing a positive role? Or are they the reason that maybe your anxiety is still hanging on itself? Can you love them forever, or are you scared to be alone? I know a lot of people that I've talked to are just so scared to be alone, and they don't realize until they get there that it's not so scary. It's freeing, and it's not as scary that's like, oh my gosh. It's like a scary that, okay, this is new, and I've been needing something new. I've been needing this. And I think I was avoiding it because I thought it would be more scary, but I needed to do this. And now I kind of feel like that lightweight feeling. And now it's time to focus on myself, something I haven't done in a long time because those people were around. So go for it, you know? To friends or spouses, family, what is it that you need from them to succeed at this one life we get? And are they putting in the work with you? That's the main question I want you to ask yourself. Everybody you surround yourself with, who are they? What do they bring to your life? What do they bring out in you? And is that something that is a positive thing? What is it that they bring out in you? Do you feel good after you leave their company? Are they honest with you? Even when you don't want to hear it sometimes, you know, do they not sugarcoat it? Are they kind to you? Do they not put you down? Do they understand your journey in this life? And are they a part of it for the right reasons? That's the main thing I want you to ask yourself. Being the bigger person doesn't make you a rude person. It makes you the resilient one, saying, I know what I can deal with, and I know I'm strong with anything, but this is what I'm choosing not to deal with. I'm not going to lose any more sleep at night due to wondering if these people are good enough for me or if I am good enough for them. You should sleep well every night knowing each person you have in your life is supposed to be there. Questioning it for so long and so many times is hard. But you don't have to, just like I said so many times, people think that if they cut somebody out, like they have to, they're their enemies now. And that's not it at all. I'm friends with, not friends, but like I keep in my life these people that I cut out. They're still around me. I still see things, what's going on with them. It's not in a negative way. Even most of my exes, I still care for very deeply. I would never speak bad on them. I'll speak the truth on them. I'll say A, B, and C. This is honest. But am I just bashing what they're doing in life now? No. Because that's their journey now. I have relinquished my rights to know any future journeys of theirs. I'm proud of you. You keep going. I wish you the best. I don't need the details. But I still hope that you're doing great in this life. Same with friends I've let go. I have best friends that were, you know, my everyday people for years that I haven't spoken to in 10 plus years. Do I see their things on Facebook? Do I see their journey that they're going through? Do I comment and say, great job? Of course I do. But have I spoken to them or been a part of their life in recently? No. Do I want to? No. I see what you're doing. I'm proud of you. You're not my energy anymore. So that's where I'm leaving that. You don't have to dislike these people just because they don't fit your lifestyle. I even told you about my mom. She doesn't fit my lifestyle right now. I don't hate her. I don't wish ill on her. I just don't want to speak with you because your energy isn't my energy right now. And I have to protect that. I am my only protector. Nobody else. As much as Brett loves me, as much as my friends and the people around me love me, they can't protect my energy. That is me. They can't protect my peace, my well-being, my happiness. They can't keep that safe. And that's sacred to me. That is very important to me. And the minute, it's like my child. The minute that feels threatened by somebody, you have to go. You might not even realize what you're doing. I feel it in my body. And you're not welcome here right now. And you don't have to say it mean. You can say, hey, like, I think you're a really great person. But I have to kind of focus on myself right now and my own energy and my own mental health. And I'm cheering you on. But right now, like, we can't hang out right now. And I really hope you understand that. And most people do. Some people get offended. But guess what? Those people that get offended, that's even more truth to the fact that they don't need to be in your life. Not right now. Probably not ever. You'll probably say, oh, we'll see in the future. But you grow on so fast without them that you go, I don't even recognize who that person is anymore. Especially the person I was hanging out with, that person. I don't even know who those two people were anymore. Even me, like 3 years ago, partying and drinking and being crazy, like the amount of craziness that came out of me 3 years ago with probably a group of close like 10 friends we had over probably 2-3 times a week, just being insane, ridiculous. I cringe. I look back at those pictures or videos, even thoughts, and I just cringe. And I don't hang out with those people anymore, but I don't not like them. I don't think, oh my God, look what they did to me. That was me. I didn't protect my space, and I allowed my recklessness and just my carelessness of my mental health to just go out the window. But I don't look bad on those people. And they were my best friends. These people were my best friends, but they were that because of what I was surrounding myself with, what I was doing in that life. And that's what they were doing as well. So we fit. And when you choose to move on from that, those pieces, they don't go back together usually. They don't go great together. So focus on that this week. What are these people bringing to you? Are you losing sleep at night over people? And if you are, what is it going to take for you to realize that they're probably not benefiting you in the way that they're supposed to be benefiting you? I had some really interesting questions this week, and I'm excited to dive into them. They're different. I've not seen a couple of these before, so I kind of picked the odd ones out, and people starting over with other people and people ridding of people in their life, and I'm excited. So here we go. Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to subscribe to Loving Yourself Completely and turn on your notifications to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. All right, I have been with my longtime boyfriend of 5 years. And I know it's no good. We fight constantly and trust has been long gone. I need to move on, but the guilt of hurting him, even though we're toxic, is too much for me to even process. I can financially support myself. He will struggle, but I'm struggling with the thought of starting over with somebody new. It terrifies me. I cry every day knowing we're wasting each other's lives out of plain fear. I also fear my comfort with him versus my anxiety alone will win. How do I approach starting over? Whew, that's a lot. Even when I was reading this, I got chills because I know exactly what you're going through. This question stuck out to me because I was you in one of my relationships. Except I didn't really have anything. He had the house and he was working decently, but he had some help. And then I was just, like I said, I worked at a front desk job making $8 an hour. I didn't have a car. It was his. I didn't have a place to go, nothing. But I knew that we were wasting each other's time. And I think he was beginning to know that too. So like you said, you know, you guys know you're toxic for each other and you guys fight constantly, but you're nervous of hurting him. And that, unfortunately, there's no answer to that. Somebody's going to get hurt. 5 years is a long time, and you're living together and you're nervous. You're saying you fear that your comfort with him versus your anxiety will win. So you're fearing that when you leave, you're going to have so much anxiety that you'll go back to him because you're comfortable in his presence. I so get that. Oh my gosh, I so get that. I feel for you so much right now. Even when I was going through that, I think I've mentioned in this podcast, I would sit at work and I would write out lists. I would write out lists, pages, front and back, of why I was doing what I was doing and pros and cons. I would write out pros of why I was doing what I was doing and I would write out cons. And my cons list was always shorter because I knew what I was doing was the right thing for both of us. I was just the one who did it, who stuck with it. My cons was strictly, I remember, it was starting over. It was being alone. It was being scared. It wasn't that person though. Of course it was. I didn't think I would lose him as a friend at the time because you don't think about that. You always think, you know, this person has been in my life so long, there's no way we'll lose touch. But the reality of it is we had to lose touch. We had to stop talking because he was hurting severely and I was moving forward. So I knew I was hindering him of his progress. So I had to quit going over there. I had to quit responding every time the messages came through. And then he was the one who had blocked me. And I don't even remember the last time we talked, but we spoke quite a bit. So it is that comfort is hard to let go of, but versus your anxiety, you have to be strong. And him financially, you're nervous that he can't make it without you financially. That's not your burden to bear. And every person I tell in a relationship, if your significant other up and left you tomorrow, what is your plan? Do you have a plan? You have to have one. You can't rely on these people to take care of you. What is your plan? So make that plan. Even with me, I was months in advance. It hurts my heart to even say this out loud because I'm sure he had an idea, one of my exes, because
I was very mentally checked out with him and I was over it. But for months and months, I'd say 6-7 months, I was saving up money to be ready to be out on my own. I moved back in my dad's trailer. I had a bedroom like the size of nothing. And I had all these things that I just lived out of boxes because I knew it wasn't my permanent place to be. I think I left, it was like July, and I didn't get my own place until December. I had applied right away, of course, to apartments and things like that, but I had to wait my turn. I had to wait on a list. So it was constantly, I moved probably 5 times within 2 years. I was everywhere. I was at my dad's, and then I went to my mom's because she had a vehicle for me, but she had to use it too. So I went and lived at my mom's, and then I was with Brett at the time. So I had stuff at his house, and then me and Brett got a place together, and then we got another place together, and then another place. So it was like, when I initially left, I was stuck in a little tiny place. I had to rely on people for rides to and from work. I was what your boyfriend will be. I was financially struggling, but I figured it out because I didn't blame my situation of my relationship to where I was at. I didn't blame that because that was my fault. I should have prepared better. I should have known better than to rely on one income at the time to keep me where I was at. But I knew I had to get out because it was going on too long. So if that's where you're starting from and that's where you're going, don't worry about him. You have to focus on you. You're already telling me you have anxiety. You're already telling me you guys fight constantly and that you're toxic and you're worried financially and things like that. When it's time, you just do it. I have no answers for you, really, but every person has been there. Even Brett with his ex, you know, he went back to his mom's and he worked, and I don't know where she went. I don't know the details of that, but I know he went back to his mom's, and thankfully his dad was very helpful. And you just do it. Every single person has been in this scenario. Nervous of the comfort, nervous of financials, nervous of, you know, keeping going back. You have to cut it. You have to be done. I'm sorry. That was a long, long, long answer. But right when I read this, it resonated with me so much because I have spoken to so many people in my adult life that have been exactly through this or were going through that. And that's a very common thing. Usually the one person in the household is more financially stable. So it is. It's bump up. He can bump up hours wherever he's working. I went from 40 hours a week to 60 hours a week at the hotel, just trying to get my life together. And it was hard, but it was the best thing I ever did for myself. It was the best thing I ever did for myself. Every single past relationship I look back on, I can't imagine if I would have stayed. It would have ruined my life. I'm not trying to sound mean about that. Those people are good people. That came out weird, but they just weren't my fit. I grew in a very different direction of every past relationship I've ever been in. I was different mentally and what I wanted in my life. And those people did great in their life. We just wouldn't have matched. Okay. Now, geez, that was like a whole episode for like one question, but that was a lot. And I'm sorry that you're going through that, but you're going to do great. Okay, next one. I recently cut my cousin out of my life. She was my best friend, but she would constantly make little remarks putting me down, and it crushed me silently every single time. I've been distancing myself from her, and she's starting to notice and is becoming extremely rude about it. To add, do I tell her or do I just phase her out? Okay, so your cousin's your best friend and she would make remarks. Oh my gosh, yes. Those people are the worst because it's like they put you down with humor and you're like, do I laugh? Like, that hurt, but you're being funny, haha. No, I hate people like that. It drives me nuts. I think you're doing a good thing by taking a break from her, because those little digs, that you don't think much about it at the time, and then when they go home, it's like a recorder. Like, it just replays over and over and in your brain, and it's hurtful. It really is. And as far as you distancing yourself and you say she's starting to be rude about it, I mean, if that's not your signal right there that she's just not a very kind person towards you, I don't know why she would be extremely rude unless you're just like ignoring her completely. She's not understanding at all. If you just tell her, just say, hey, when we were hanging out, you were kind of starting to hurt my feelings a little bit about little comments you were making. So I figured I just need to take a moment to myself and figure out why your opinion of me bothered me so much. And I'm working on myself. I've done that before. I've had friends do the same thing. I think everybody has. That's a really, I think we all know that person that like laughs and kind of makes a dig at you. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, that hurt. That was too honest. Like, that was painful. So yeah, if you want, I would just say that. I've said that exact thing to somebody. Hey, what you have been saying to me, I know you're just joking, but it hurt me. And I have to work on myself and figure out why I'm letting other people's opinions of me bother me this much. I'm just working on myself. And she is your cousin, so it's kind of hard to phase her out. You're going to have to see her. You're going to have to, you know, family stuff. And she's your family. So I think phasing her out would be a weird move. Because what are you going to do? Just like not look at her and ignore her at every family gathering? That'd be awkward. And people would ask questions. And then it gets even more awkward because then you got to explain that you just don't like her, like, you know. So I would be bluntly honest, and if she is your best friend, as you say, she'll understand that. I've told friends that, and then a couple of years later we've got back in touch because I built myself stronger and they changed their ways that they spoke to me. Unacceptable. I'm not your rag doll that you can just throw around and treat as you please. I am a person. And you may think that it's funny or that because we're friends, it doesn't hurt me and that I know you're joking, but that little bit of truth in there is where it's hurtful because you feel that way to an extent. These are good ones today, you guys. I was just like, whew, girl. Okay. Tips on how to handle a catty or rude coworker. Obviously, I can't cut them out as I see them every day, 5 days a week. There is no switching shifts as it is 9 to 5 for pretty much the same crew. She is rude, constantly making snotty remarks about my clothing, hair, makeup, even my laugh. No, don't come for my laugh. I try to avoid her, but it's impossible in such a small office. I ignore her, but it seems to interest her more in me. Ew. I can't stay silent much longer. Help a girl out before I snap and lose my job because some girl can't be nice to me for 8 hours a day. Ew. I hate girls like this so much. I don't understand, I guess. I just, first off, before I say any answers or any helpful hints towards you, I just don't understand why girls are so mean to other girls when we know what each other go through on a day-to-day basis on trying to feel enough for ourselves. Why do we constantly bring each other down? What does it do for you? Nothing. It does nothing for you. It makes you feel good for like 2 seconds, and then you realize that everybody looks at you like a bitch and a bully. Instead of saying something mean every day to that girl you hate, flip it around. Try to say something nice, even if you dislike her. I like your earrings today. I like your skirt today. I think you have a hilarious laugh. Why put it down? Ugh, that stuff drives me nuts. I'm so sorry you're going through this. I remember when I started at a job, I had a girl there that constantly did that to me. And when I started there, she was training me and was so nice to me. And then it was like, as soon as she was done training me, like she just dug at me any chance she could get. And because she trained me, she was like my first friend, I guess. So every day I would come in and be like, hey girl, like, how's it going? She's like, she would like look at me up and down and like give me that disgust look and then be like, fine. And I was like, oh, like, and I never knew what I did. And all I could tell myself to make myself feel better was she sees something in me that she doesn't see in herself. And that's her own journey. That's not mine. That's what I had to tell myself. I'm sorry you're dealing with that. don't let her cost you your job. I would say maybe try, you know, you're saying you stay silent. You like, you don't say anything. Try flipping the script. You could try this for a week straight, every single day, as hard as it may be. And you may grit your teeth while you do it. Find something you like about her. And you can tell her. You can tell her those things, you know, just tell her, hey, Susie, I really like your shoes today. Where'd you get them? Turn it about her for a moment, because when people, it's kind of manipulation a little bit, but when you ask people about things, about their life, or when you tell them you like something on them, you make their body's release, like those feel good, chemicals into their body. They become like addicted to it. So then she looks to you for like that feel good. You become that feel good. So you can kind of manipulate the situation a little bit. I don't know if this is mental health or if this is just like not good, but hey, why not give it a try? You don't want to lose your job. So for a week straight, tell her one thing you like about her and then ask her where she got it, how she did it, how much it, you know, how long it took. Oh, I love your hair. How long did that take? It looks so effortless. You know, or anything. You can find anything. I love your skirt. It looks so expensive. Where did you get it? Like, compliment her. And she will, I think that'll work. If that doesn't work, then you can get a little snotty. If she wants to make fun of your laugh, she's like, ew, I hate your laugh. I'd be like, wow, I didn't realize that my laugh played such a big role in your life for you to be so offended by it. I'll be sure to do it more. Like, just mess with her a little bit. Or if she gives you a snotty remark about your clothing, say, actually, I seen an outfit you wore last week and I tried to recreate it. I guess I didn't realize that I didn't do very good. Like, you know, just like be a bitch back. I mean, sometimes you have to fight fire with fire, not in a negative way, not in a way that it's going to decline your mental health. But if you got to say like a quick witty remark and you got to think of something off the top of your head, you go for it, because ignoring it, and it seems like she's constantly bullying you, and it's almost like you don't want to tell your boss about it because then it gets really awkward, or you guys might, I don't know, if it gets bad and it's really affecting you, you can tell your boss, because that is harassment, and you know, her constantly digging at you, that's bullying. And that is a tough one, because you guys are in a small office, you say. Oh girl, I would try the compliment thing. I really would. It has never failed me. No, not once. Every single day you go in there, whether it's the beginning of the morning, midday, make it a different time every day so she's not looking for it or waiting for it. And I say manipulate the situation a little bit. And tell me how it works. Write back in, please. Have you guys done it yet? I dare you to. Download the Dare app today for free. D-A-R-E. It's a free app that helps manage anxiety, panic, and breathing. They're a small-owned company that has been doing big things. They help with guided meditation, embracing sensations, handling situations with anxiety, and they will even help to end your insomnia. There's an incredible SOS button when you're in need of immediate relief with guidance from their audios. They will even send you daily inspirations to your phone. You can even do more by upgrading to their premium for $9.99 a month. You will get 150 plus of their therapeutic audios, a new daily Dare audio every day, and supportive online communications. They even have these cool like monthly themed challenges that help challenge yourself. I dare you to download this app today for free. Okay, next question. Why can't I move on from my ex? Aw, that makes me sad. She was perfect and I ruined it. We have been broken up for 2 years and she is with somebody new. It kills me knowing I lost her. Every girl I attempt a relationship with, I ruin it because they're just not her. I feel shattered knowing I lost the only person who ever truly loved me, and my mental health is declining by the day. How do I move on? Oh, this is such a personal journey with breakups. You know, everybody can tell you their tips and tricks that help them move on. and helped them, you know, become different people. But I think when it comes to somebody losing somebody that they know was a great thing, you're remembering your version of it. She doesn't remember that version. And I think you need to search deep down and let this make you a better person and take the cues from that relationship. It sounds like she is over it. She has moved on. And if her and her boyfriend break up now and she comes back, like, that's a different story. But don't hold your breath on that. There are so many people out there who unfortunately can only say, I wish I would have done this differently. So to that, I have to say, you have to move on. Yeah, how do you move on? One day at a time. But like you said, it's been 2 years. You're really struggling. And I will say one thing. Stop looking at social media if you are. Don't follow up on her life. Don't check her pages. Don't, you know, look at her pictures or, you know, watch mutual friends of her. Like, don't. Like, you almost have to act like she didn't exist for a little bit until your heart heals. You slowly start moving through life, not thinking about this person. But if you're constantly looking at her stuff or her new boyfriend's stuff and things like that, and you're reliving that heartbreak, it's going to keep replaying. It's going to keep happening. I always tell everybody, it is toxic to look at an ex's things. Like, it's okay if you glance or whatever out of curiosity, but to follow up on their lifestyle a lot is really bad for your mental health. So if you're doing that, I'm not saying you are, first you have to stop that. And you have to rid of things that, you know, you always say you gotta... People always say with breakups, you got to clean the slate, you know, delete their numbers, delete their contacts, delete their pictures, delete, you know, all these things. And you can put them in a safe place. You don't have to permanently delete them, because I know a lot of people say that was a part of my life and I don't want to rid of it. I have boxes and boxes from exes of mine, and I have them taped them up downstairs because that was a part of my journey and I'm not going to throw it away. I haven't looked at it in probably 15 years, and I've added to it every breakup I've ever gone through. I add to this box, and it's a massive box. And Brett always laughs at me and he's like, are we going to look in the box any day, or are we just going to let it rot in the basement? Like, we don't even know what's in there. There could be like a rat in there. I'm like, I don't know, but I don't want to open it. And he's like, so why are we keeping it? I'm like, I don't know, to be honest. I don't know why. I haven't opened it. And God, it's probably since, well, I just add to it. I never re-look in it, even when I add things to it. I don't like go through and reminisce on things. I just toss things in there. So yeah, I probably haven't, I don't even know what's in there anymore. It's interesting. So yeah, toss things and just put them somewhere, seal it up. And if you ever wanted to look at it, look at it. Later on in life, don't focus on it right now. That can't be what you focus on. And stop doing all the things that are keeping her replaying in your mind. There is no one step guide to moving on from a relationship that you ruined. And it is sad, because you're saying like you ruined it. So that's like a guilt and a battle within your own mind. And that's really hard. That's really hard to say, I messed this up and it's permanent. But sometimes ripping that Band-Aid off and realizing this is permanent, it's time for me to move on. I can't live here anymore. I can't be in this space anymore, in my brain, in my mental health. I can't do this. And I don't want to feel like this forever. It's you choosing. You don't want to feel like this anymore. One step different every day in a different direction. One day of, if you look at social media, one day of not doing that. One day if you drive past your old house or her new house, you don't do that anymore. And taking different routes or doing different things. Don't go to the restaurants you guys ate at together. It doesn't have to be a permanent thing, but for now, anything you do that reminds you of her or of you guys, don't do that right now. It's not healthy for you. And I know sometimes, like, listening to old songs or listening to your guys' song or what it may be, whatever it may be, restaurants, like I said, so many things that we unconsciously do that we used to do with those other people, and then it reminded us of them. You can't do that anymore, and you have to make a conscious effort for that. Okay, my last thing. So somebody wrote in like the sweetest thing ever, and I wanted to share it with you guys. Her name is Samantha, and Samantha, you literally made my week. Like, this was the most positive thing. I get a lot of positive stuff from you guys, and I really appreciate it. But this one, like, really made my day. So here it is. It says, thank you for your show. It inspires me every day. I listen to every episode and episodes on repeat, and I swear you are in my head with everything I have been going through. The amount of comfort you have brought me this year has been amazing. I have no words to ever thank you enough for making me feel quote unquote normal again. Never stop spreading the word. I love myself again. Your voice is my anxiety relief. Samantha. Samantha, I just want to say, you guys, I hear you and I see you, and all your positivity you guys send my way, it really resonates within me, because this is why I do this. This is my purpose. You guys are my purpose, and I just love you guys so much. So another thing I wanted to talk to you guys about, I'm so excited. So I'm creating an Instagram account. I've had so many of you go, hey, oh, my chair is being so ridiculous right now. Okay. I created an Instagram account, and I'm so excited for you guys to go and follow it. It is at Loving Yourself Completely. Of course, that's the name. So follow at Loving Yourself Completely on Instagram. I don't have many posts yet, but I, like, over the weekend, I was seeing a couple of people writing in saying, asking if I had an Instagram or a Snapchat account or whatever. So I figured, why not get something started? So I did. I started an Instagram, and I have a couple posts. It is private right now, so just send a request and it'll follow through. I am going to make it public shortly. I kind of wanted to get it going a little bit more, and kind of get the right audience attracted to it. So please go follow me on Instagram at Loving Yourself Completely. Write in your questions or your positive comments to lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. And don't forget to go leave a rating and a review. I love reading them and seeing them. And I love your little messages you send through Anchor. It's just incredible for me. And you guys really keep me going every single day. So this week, rid of those people in your life, and you don't have to do it negatively. You can be positive. Nothing in your life has to be negative if you don't want it to be. You can always flip the script on your mental health, along with making your mental health journey a smoother ride. Enjoy your week, enjoy your day, stay warm. And continue to love yourself completely. Bye.